Well, the recent story that President Trump is trying to slow a bill that was passed by the Senate and is now going to the House, a bill regarding more sanctions on Russia, is a sign both of the hypocrisy and stupidity of Congress and hope in the Trump administration, because President Trump recognizes the American people have no hostility against Russia, nor do they have any hostility against Iran. But sadly, many in Congress do, and the deep state certainly does, because it profits from the relationship of constant military tension. So the Trump administration recognizes that this bill that was passed by the Senate to put sanctions on Russia is a very destructive thing. It's very ignorant, and it's really a psychological operation meant to manipulate the American public, because the Trump administration recognizes there was never any Russian interference in any elections. There was no Russian hacking at all. And the Senate and the House are simply responding by trying to create a false boogeyman mirage to deflect the bad actions and the bad conduct in the Clinton administration, in the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton campaign, and the Obama administration. So the Trump administration has said to the Senate and the House to slow this bill, to give it careful consideration. And, of course, Donald Trump has the opportunity to veto it when it comes off his desk, which I would hope he will do. But to gather a sense of foundation behind what this anti-Russian sanctions is all about, we have to go back to the election of 2016, when Seth Rich, the disgruntled DNC worker, had discovered that the Debbie Wasserman Schultz Democrat National Committee had undermined Bernie Sanders. And Seth Rich had gathered intelligence and given it to WikiLeaks, and Seth Rich was murdered shortly thereafter. That is what needs to be investigated. And in addition, we see WikiLeaks and Guccifer and other hackers releasing documents and emails which were simply the statements by Hillary Clinton and many of her campaign staff, and the American people judged her upon them. And that was the truth. It wasn't manipulation. It wasn't interfering with the number of votes counted or anything like that. It was simply expressing to the American people the truth they needed to know to make a wise, educated decision. And, of course, it's what propelled Donald Trump to the presidency, was the American people saw him as a maverick and not as another type. Now, whether he adjusts course and continues to pursue the American people's agenda, which was for better relationships with Russia, for stopping the regime change wars and getting the American military out of the Middle East in this destructive conflict, is yet to be seen. But the bill that's now going to the House hopefully will be amended or greatly changed to reflect that the real problem here is that the Democrats are continuing to lie, to cheat, and to try and confuse the American public that there was actual Russian interference in the election, when there has been no evidence whatsoever, not one document, not one phone call, not one email, in any sense of the word, to prove that allegation. And Donald Trump knows that, many of the Republicans know it, but sadly the Democrats and some of the foolish anti-Russian people who are deranged in their minds, such as John McCain and Lindsey Graham, are obsessed by trying to continue this conflict. So hopefully the American people will contact their representatives and tell them that there is no Russian hacking or interference. And anyone who really wants to get an educated, truthful answer on it simply can go to the Oliver Stone Putin interviews. On an episode number 4, when President Vladimir Putin is thoroughly questioned on this matter, he gives an extraordinarily brilliant explanation and a raw, honest answer that every American can walk away and say, Vladimir Putin is more honest than my own American politicians with regards to this election hacking matter. And hopefully Donald Trump will take note of that as well.